A State Department of Corrections plan to release nonviolent prisoners and put them on electronic monitoring has raised alarm in Palmer. The community is home to the Palmer Correctional Center, and some residents fear there is not enough supervision available to support the move. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, yesterday a state legislator held a field hearing on the issue.
The State Department of Corrections may release 176 inmates to an ankle monitoring program. Corrections Department Commissioner Ron Taylor says the plan is driven by both state budget cuts and by a move toward prison reform.
The department has been focused on successful prisoner reentry. And so what we're trying to do is look for ways that we can assist people to be more successful so that they're not a public safety risk, or are we lessen that public safety risk when they are returned to the community?
Taylor told the panel that it is not correct to term the plan early release, nor will it empty Palmer's minimum security facility.
The Palmer ramp down, as it's being referred to, is not necessarily the ramp down of Palmer minimum, nor is it the closure of Palmer medium. It's actually looking at all of our minimums across the state to determine who can we allow them to serve their sentence on electronic monitoring or halfway house or through some other fashion.
Taylor says legislative leadership has contacted his department to find ways to reduce inmate populations by 15% and then up to 25% to save costs. Taylor says Corrections is already working toward that goal, with more than 1,000 prisoners now on electronic monitoring or in halfway houses in 8 communities across the state. He told the panel that a prisoner in a hard bed or one housed in a state facility costs $142 a day. Taylor says ankle monitoring costs a little over $22 a day for each prisoner. But Representative Jim Culver, who called for and chaired the field hearing, had concerns about the criteria used to determine inmate eligibility for the monitoring plan and about its effectiveness.
A lot of other states had budget reductions and have gone through these kinds of things. And from some of the information that I've gathered, that they had an inmate that put the monitor on his dog and then went out and offended, and the corrections department went through a third-party vendor, and they thought the inmate was still in the house where he was supposed to be detained, but he was out committing crimes.
Taylor told him that Corrections does not use third-party vendors and currently has 446 inmates on electronic monitoring supervised by the Department of Corrections. Public Safety Commissioner Gary Folger also cited other states' problems with ankle monitoring. He said a Los Angeles County program failed to provide enough probation officers while homelessness shot up.
The liaison told me that the population of Skid Row had tripled. And so what I'm ultimately saying here is more than just any one department.
Others at the hearing voiced community concerns. Vicki Wallner, who maintains the website Stop Valley Thieves, says if offenders don't do actual prison time, they will reoffend.
And this is why people are so angry. We're seeing people that are convicted of vehicle thefts, of burglary, and these people are walking back out on the street within a year.
But Tarrio Walters, a former inmate at Highland Mountain, supports the monitoring plan.
And the reason why I say that is because I have lived within the system, and I see many, many individuals that could benefit from getting on the ankle monitor. They could get a job and pay their own rent, pay for their ankle monitor, and also start paying back the restitution and their fines.
Walters also told the panel about the extreme difficulty of finding housing after release from prison. I'm Ellen Lockyer.